also today we've been honouring the great John Sattler, who unfortunately passed away at the age of 80. And we've got a very special guest with us this morning. Of course, John Sattler, captain of South's premiership, second last premiership in 1971. The last of the four that he captained the side in a period of 5 years there in the late 60s and early 70s. Then South's had a big gap until 2014, of course, when we saw Michael Maguire lead the Bunnies as coach to break that premiership drought. And now with the Raiders, of course, as an assistant coach, and lucky enough to have Madge on the line with us this morning. Morning, Michael. How are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And appreciate your time this morning. In your capacity, particularly there at South, tell us your memories and your relationship with John Sattler.
Yeah, I was very lucky to meet a number of the greats in Bobby McCarthy and Ronnie Coote and Mick Cleary and then John. I spent many a days where I just used to sit with a number of the old players, and Georgie Pickens would come in and they'd just tell stories about South. And John was an enormous part of the fabric of what South was all about, the toughness and the old school part of what the game was all about. But I was, spent many a days just talking to him about the winning way of what he had when he was a player. He just spoke about, I always played to win, and everyone says that, but his actions really back that up in the way his teammates spoke about him. And I was probably a bit young when he was running around, but I've seen a lot of footage of when he was playing and just how tough he was. But one thing that really stood out was what his teammates said about him and how he played, and they just always loved being out in the field, and they always knew when John was there that they were a big chance of winning games, and more often than not, they did win.
Yeah, Madge, Loz has spoken a lot this morning just about how tough a player he was, but he's also, he also talks and spruiks about what a gentleman off the field. And from your experiences, was it as much about, yes, he's toughest on the field, but what he did for the game off the field?
Yeah, I think he was just an inspirational person. I mean, every time you sat down with him, he had an aura about himself. And that really rubbed off on the players in my time there when I was at South. And, Sam Burgess went on and did some inspirational stuff within that grand final. But I think it was the conversations that John had with the players. And I always encourage those older players to be around the group, and talk about, what it meant to win and the things that you had to do to actually achieve. And John really spoke about, just character and, being a teammate. And, I think that's probably the inspirational stuff that he probably gave to a lot of his team. And, I would have loved to have played for him, just the things that he was able to say and just inspired you. And he was a big helping hand for myself, obviously in my time there, where he'd always ring up and encourage and push and drive, to want to achieve. And those sorts of little things are what, good leaders are all about.
Madge, one of the things that surprised me after meeting John was the fact that you heard these so many stories about the great John Sattler and what he did on the football field and how tough he was. And then when the first time I got to meet him, I couldn't match up the stories with his size, because I'm thinking, I thought this bloke was 7 foot tall and 180 kilos.
I know, I do agree there, Loz. I mean, he wasn't big in stature, was he? Whether or not he shrunk a little bit when he got a bit older, but he did some extraordinary things. And I think that's what his teammates said about him. Like, they'd stand next to him and they felt 10 foot tall, but he didn't stand the same size. But what he did was well above his playing weight.
What are your memories of that night in 2014, your grand final win over Canterbury, in relation to, I guess, some of those older players, ex-players of Souths, and getting them around the club for that particular occasion that meant so much?
Yeah, obviously there was a lot that went on in the background prior to myself getting to Souths, and I was able to sit down with a number of the older players and, obviously Russ and the group there. And we just talked about trying to bring that whole organisation together. And the South juniors played an enormous part. And I think one of the proudest moments was when they panned up into the stand and there was George Pig and Bob McCarthy and Johnny, and they're all sitting together. And you could just see the smiles on their face and what it meant to them. Because, when teams go back into grand finals, a lot of the past players that have played in grand finals brings back a lot of memories. They got to share a lot of old stories together and probably brought back a lot of the memories of when they were successful through those, the 60s and the 70s.
Do you think South do it better than most, Madge? The fact that they do celebrate their history and have those sort of past players sort of there when major milestones or events happen?
Yeah, I think a lot of teams are doing it, but you know, it's the stories of the past that you can bring back. And look, you know, I'm fortunate at Canberra where yourself and there's many great players that, you know, Rick's put up on the walls and you walk through and you bring back the memories. But, you know, Souths have definitely got the stories of the past and, you know, they've got a number of the grand finals now. They're leading in that sort of story. So everyone's chasing and trying to emulate that. But Souths have definitely got a really rich history and, you know, there's a lot of great people in that club. And, you know, the fact that they got put out of the competition and then brought back, I mean, it was an amazing story in itself. And a lot of those older players were the ones that actually really encouraged everyone to get behind that club being back to where it is now. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into clubs, but I think the past players play an enormous part of what your history is all about and, you know, the makings of your club.
Madge, how are things now for you down at the Raiders, working alongside Ricky, mate? How are you enjoying that?
Yeah, mate, it's a little quieter compared to where I was probably 12 months ago. But,
I bet you. Don't worry, not much has changed there, let me tell you.
No, not at all. So, it's a little bit freer at the moment, but really enjoying the coaching. Actually, I got into the game because I love the coaching and being out in the field and not having to worry about all the peripheral stuff has been enjoyable. And getting back to a little bit of detail about the coaching and having a bit more time, you know, talking to players about building their game. That's what I love doing. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it at the moment. And Rick's great, mate. He's, I've known him for a long time and he's very passionate, probably similar to myself. We've got a lot of similar traits. So, yeah, we have a good discussion in the background every now and then about, you know, where we want to take the team.
How important was that win against the Sharks on Sunday night? And I guess, aside from the result, what was the most satisfying thing to come out of the match?
Yeah, I think the team's been pretty close in all their games. One thing that I've really enjoyed watching the players is that, you know, they're a real competitive group. And, you know, if you spend time in that space, you know, where you want to fight for 80, like, they just fell short at North Queensland. You know, it turned into a bit of a dogfight against the Dolphins, but, you know, they showed a lot of grit there against Cronulla. So, look, they've got a lot going on down here and it's in a really good place at the club and it's about just going out and working really hard. And, you know, everyone says that, but it's about what you do each day. And they've got a good group of players and they're really close and tight. So, look, I'm looking forward to what's ahead.
Yeah, Madge, I don't know whether you've watched a lot of football other than the Raiders and your opponents, but do you think or sense that this year is going to be one of those comps that if a team makes the finals and they get it right, got their best players available at the end of the year, they can win the competition? And the other one I wanted to ask you, mate, is there, you know, every year we always talk about different trends in the game. Is there anything that you've noticed in the first 3 weeks that may be sort of coming into the game that possibly wasn't there last year?
Yeah, Loz, there's a number of more tries being scored at the moment. Like, defence is interesting. Like, you know, you're looking at teams like, I guess, you know, using Melbourne as an example, they've had a lot more points scored against them than they have in the past. And, yeah, so defence is being challenged. And I think the ball movement of the game has, you know, really shifted. You know, they're going from side to side rather than just playing a big man's game. But, you know, the different teams now have been sort of, a number of their top players have probably been taken and put into the Dolphins. So it's changed the dynamics of teams. So I actually think the competition this year is so wide open. And as you can see from the results at the moment, it's hard to pick what team's going to be up and down because of just the different talent or injuries. There's a number of teams. We've got a few on the sideline. Yeah, and we get a few of those back. So that all of a sudden adds a little difference to where you are at the team at that time. So, yeah, it's going to be a really interesting season this year.
Before you go, Madge, we've got a question from a listener which is about as random yet intriguing as it gets. Ask Madge about his time as a substitute year four music teacher at St Eddie's in Canberra 30 years ago. Ask John. John has sent that through.
Yeah, right. I'm not quite sure we did music that day. We probably dug out and played rugby or something or other at school, but music definitely wasn't one of my traits.
I was going to say, you have got no rhythm at all.
Big cover from you, Daly.
Well, Loz thinks he's killing it on the dance floor.
Oh, mate.
You think you are killing it.
It used to go okay, boys, years ago. I do recall.
My God. Don't tell him that.
See, on the dance floor, boys. Clock up a few K's on the dance floor.
Confidence is back up after you thought you were going bald. Yeah,
mate, what we have worked out about you, the only reason you dance is to burn calories.
Very good.
dear. Madge, really appreciate your time this morning and sharing your memories of the great John Sattler. And great that you're enjoying your time at the Raiders and hope it's a great season for you.
No worries. I appreciate that. And my thoughts are definitely with the Sattler family and Scotty.
Absolutely. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.